Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Zoe Moon. I'm here to cover the week of August 12th or 13th, I guess, depending on when you're listening to this, through the 20th. So it looks like to me we have three kind of major areas of concentration in our week ahead. First of all, we are going to have a lot of activity in Virgo. So typically I would not cover this in the weekly show. I'd just be writing about it in the, you know, in the weekly horoscopes. But it's so active. I was like, well, I guess I better talk about it. You know, we have Mars, Venus, Mercury all, you know, stepping up here. And so this is very active Friday, the 13th, Saturday, the 14th, Monday, the 16th, Wednesday, the 18th, and Thursday, Friday at the end of the week, the 19th and 20th. So almost every day, you know. So this is Virgo, so it looks like there is either something going on with our health, our animals, the work that we are doing or pursuing, or our efforts, you know, with coworkers, hired help, paperwork, cleaning, organizing, analyzing things. Sorry, the dogs are going to get wound up now. And so, you know, expect to be in there doing stuff about it throughout the week. So Friday, Saturday, and Monday, this is about adjustments. So it really is about being flexible, some give and take here. There's something to work out, you know. And this may have to, hey, guys, please. Okay. This may have something to do with your aspirations in this situation. It might be about your freedom. Might be something going on with original projects in the mix, or it could be about something going on with friends, associates, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, if you're doing some of that, gatherings, you know, probably most likely, since it's connected to work and health and animals, it is about aspirations or what's happening in a social setting or what's happening with your needs for freedom in the story. So when we're having adjustments like this, you know, it's not the worst energy and it's not the easy laid back energy. It is requiring a little more effort to kind of balance between the two areas. Like, so for instance, let's say you have a health issue and you need to be driven to the doctor or the hospital or, you know, maybe it's the vet for the animals. And a friend said, you know, the adjustment to the social stuff, right? So maybe a friend said they would take you, but then last minute they got called in to do something. They can't be there. Now you're kind of juggling to figure that out. Or maybe you were trying to post a work situation or apply for a job online and it's asking for, you know, some other information. Maybe your information got lost in transmission. So you just want to be flexible Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And then we're going to continue on with this, but it's going to take on a new tone. So by Wednesday, Mercury and Mars are meeting up on the same degree. So now we're going to see some action from all this effort you've been putting in the earlier part of the week to kind of give and take. And I did want to say, with the give and take, it could be you that needs to be flexible, or perhaps you're asking this of another person. So, you know, all the way around the circle, try to, you know, be malleable as much as you can to get the best out of it. So then by Wednesday, with Mercury and Mars together, you know, here we are, okay, we're having talks or hearing news or making decisions, maybe making some short trips or getting busy locally or with the sales, the writing, the interviews. Mars is firing it up and motivating it and getting it active. And so Wednesday is definitely a pivotal day. And then by Thursday, Friday, at the end of the week, on the 19th, 20th, we're going to have a harmonic. So now there's some lovely flow here going on with innovations and excitement playing out around personal income in the story, or the gifts that you're getting or giving, or your possessions and what you're doing with them, or what's happening with purchases or products in the story. Or maybe for some of you guys, just you know, getting into the vibe with being valued or how your values are aligning with what's going on in the story. So very active throughout the entire week, kind of plan it out, you know, as best you can along that date line. Okay, so the second thing going on in our week ahead is that Venus, excuse me, it's so dry in this house. I'm like in a really, really, really old house. It's just like the minute I start yapping, my throat dries out. Sorry, guys. Anyways, Monday the 16th at 12:27 a.m., so that would be 9:27 p.m. Sunday night for you West Coasters. But either way, you're going to wake up on Monday and Venus is going to now be in Libra. Okay, so this is one of the signs she rules. And Libra is about our relationship dynamics with others. The serious, you know, more responsible or committed kind of relationship. So this would be about what's going to now be playing out with romantic partners and business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, experts, you know, you get the idea, right? So Venus heading into this story is a really nice thing. We'll take it, right? So she wants to either smooth some issues out if you've been having them with people, or she wants to help attract you know, love into the equation so that you might spend a little more time falling in love or doing love interesting things with somebody. Or she can be focused on personal income here, maybe with your business partner or your clients, et cetera. She can be focused on beauty, so maybe you're seeing a specialist or an expert about a beauty procedure, or maybe having your, you know, your pictures done or a makeover or something. And she also rules pleasure, the enjoyment in life, the joy. So, you know, having that connected to our connections, our relationships, that should be a good thing. The key dates, you guys, she's going to kind of do a little bit of a, it looks like kind of a little bit of a roller coaster here, you know, throughout this period that she's here. She's here for close to 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks, something like that. So here's the key dates that will stand out. Obviously, you know, Sunday night or Monday as she's moving in. Then on the 23rd of the month, Venus will form a harmonic with Saturn. This can help us cement some things with these key players, you know, tackle the responsibilities, get ambitious, make those commitments. By the 28th, she makes an adjustment to Uranus. So again, the flexibility now with, you know, how we're valued, what we value, income, purchases, products, possessions, gifts in the story. By September 3rd, she makes an adjustment with Neptune. So now it's the give and take around institutions and what's happening there with these people, or what's happening with research or investigations with them, or what's going on with artistic, romantic, or spiritual pursuits with them, or what's happening behind the scenes, privately, secretively, deceptively, or tackling bad habits or addictions. So again, some adjustments there on September 3rd around something going on there. The challenging day would be September 5th when Venus will square Pluto. And so there's something intense, you know, maybe it's emotions are really deep and there's some kind of goal, personal goal you had with one of these people and, you know, there's some kind of frictional energy around that. Maybe there's jealousy or possessiveness, control or power issues, or maybe you're focused on financial or sexual or divorce or third-party goals with them. So, you know, you want to kind of take it with a grain of salt on the 5th, not push too hard so you don't get all choked up in the center of that energy pattern. But very quickly, by the 6th, Venus then forms one of the best alignments there is, which is a harmonic to Jupiter. So all of a sudden, we now see a lot of optimism, a lot of expansion, a lot of happiness or prosperity or growth potential here back with Venus and this particular individual that you're dealing with. And then by the 10th of September, Venus exits Libra and moves into Scorpio and a new story begins. So that's really how that's going to play out. Don't shy away, you know, don't like sit in a hole on the 5th just because I told you that's the challenging day. Just remember it's a story, right? And so maybe there is something that needs to be dealt with so that we get to that good stuff the following day. So, you know, you can feel that out and decide what that feels like for you. So that's our Venus in Libra story. And then finally, the third thing, probably the biggest thing actually in our week ahead, is that on Thursday the 19th, Uranus is going to retrograde. This happens at 9:40 p.m. Eastern, 6:40 p.m. Pacific. And so why is that a big deal? Well, it's a shift in the energy direction, so we're always going to feel that. We're going to feel that in the days building up to it as it's kind of stationed, which means stopped in the astrological sky, preparing to turn around and go back over the things we've already been over. And give us a do-over, you know, a chance to review, reassess, maybe let go of some things or go back to the past and pick something up or rework the ongoing situation. You guys know the drill of the retrogrades, right? So the reason it's a big deal to me is that, you know, 2021 is pretty much all about the Saturn-Uranus square. That's the frictional, intense energy pushing and pulling at us in the story around us and bringing some of the great, intense changes. Maybe they're not even intense. Maybe they're just kind of shocking, shaking up your world a bit. Maybe some of those structures that have always been there are not going to be there, because this is trying to awaken you and trying to get you to kind of free yourself of something and move into a new support system as we get into next year and onward, right? So, okay, so these guys started their story at the beginning of the year. We started to get into it mid-January. It peaked by the middle of February. So those 4 weeks, you know, we were having our first square between them and really feeling the tension. Saturn wants you to address the structures that support you in your life. It wants you to look at, you know, where you are with your personal life goals, your status, your career, the people above you, you know, the highest point in your chart is ruled by Saturn. And so really trying to say, you know, maybe there's something that's been there a very long time in your life, and maybe it's still great, but, you know, there's something else calling you. There's something else you need. So whether that means breaking completely away from this situation or it means just, you know, introducing something new that makes it different for you, that's what you're figuring out throughout the year. And so by June, the middle of June, we had our second square between these two. And so, you know, this really was like considered turning point energy. All of the personal planets then came along after that and stepped into the zone and got into the square with those two outer planets. So this really extended our kind of intensity. The month of June was supposed to be the turning point, with June 14th being the peak. But this really extended it all the way through July and even in this first week of August, as we've been coming out of the final, you know, pushes from the personal planets with that. So we've gone through a big turning point. You know, what structures, what support system, what long-term commitments, what ambitions, you know, what needed to change. You know, Uranus is rocking the boat from the other side of the square, really saying, hey, you know, I need to find some way to free myself from something, or I need a way to express the individuality within me, what's unique, what's original, or I need to really get real about, you know, what I value, how I'm valued, what's going on with money and the things I own in my life. You know, are they weighing me down? Are they owning me? You know, all those kind of questions, you know, and Uranus rules Aquarius, Saturn's in Aquarius, so the Aquarian vibe is very strong throughout this whole story, you know, so we are assessing where we are in our soul group. Are we with the right friends, the right associates, the right groups? Are we doing what we need to be doing online or with astrology or charities or parties or gatherings or events that we're involved in or causes? And so that's, you know, threading through the whole thing as well. So getting back to this timeline, Saturn in the square between the two started to retrograde on May 23rd. So at that point, Saturn, you know, that side of the story got real serious. Hey, we got to go back and deal with something right now. Like in these next few months between May 23rd and August 10th, we need to go back and do something about that structure. Either it's supporting us or it's not. Those commitments, either I'm in them or I'm not. My responsibilities, either I can handle them or I cannot. My ambitions, they either jive with me now at this point in my life or they do not. You know, it's very finite with Saturn. And so he's giving us this do-over. And so he got ahead of Uranus in the story, starting on May 23rd by shifting and going back over everything we'd, you know, been presented with and really saying, okay, you know, it's time to step up. You're going to need to do something about this over these next few months or you're going to be stuck in the situation, you know, until it implodes on itself and you have to deal with it then, right? And so now on August 19th, Uranus is going to retrograde. So now we're going to kind of pivot a little bit. And instead of looking at all that serious stuff that we've been dealing with the last few months, we're going to now look at the Uranus side and be like, oh, wait, what the heck am I doing? I've been so concentrated on this stuff. You know, where is my social life? Where are my, you know, original projects going? Where am I with my freedom? What changes do I need to make to feel valued? What in the heck do I value? And, you know, these are very important questions for our time, as you are well aware, you know, as the world is like percolating and turning us upside down. I mean, it really is a time to kind of figure out where you are in all of this. So having Uranus start to head back over ground here and allowing us now to really address that side of the story, you're going to see a lot of people starting to do, you know, maybe some crazy things. It may appear crazy to you, but it's just an answer in their soul to the stuff that they've been going through with all of this, you know, since this really started to put a lot of tension on each one of us individually and on the world at large at the beginning of 2021. And so, again, you know, look for shifts in things going on with your friends, your associates, your groups, the internet, your causes, your freedoms, etc., starting on that day. Uranus will be retrograde now until the middle of January, like I think January 18th. And so as we're now going back to start to deal with this, just keep in your mind, we're going to have, you know, the very final square between Saturn and Uranus on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And so, you know, we still have a few months to go, guys. Pace yourself. I know you already know what parts of your life are changing in a powerful way. And, you know, one of the things about a square like this where Uranus wants things to change right now or yesterday and Saturn wants to slow everything down, put up the roadblocks and say, hey, we got to, you know, got to be responsible, got to take care of all this to-do list, we got to, you know, whatever. It can be a very frustrating year for a lot of people because you feel so ready to jump in, to make the change, to do whatever, you know, and yet it just can't quite seem to happen just yet. You know, I'm sure you guys can relate to that, right? So don't beat yourself up over that part of it. It is in the situation that it's in for a reason this year. Now, what that is, you're going to have to ask God or whatever you think, you know, whatever you're calling your creator or whatever. Ask the dog. I don't care. But, you know, it is what it is. We're in this. We're in this until pretty much the end of the year. It is going to fire up intensely. I think it's November, maybe the second part of October, as Mars comes into the story and starts to, you know, really get aggressive in Scorpio about it and get involved in that square on a personal level. But right now, what we really want to focus on is what is Uranus calling us to do? So that's our general overview for the week ahead. So let's look at the signs. Aries. All of the energy in Virgo for you guys means that it's just a very incredibly busy week for you guys, either with your health needs, your work situation, coworkers, hired help, your animals, your paperwork, or organizing your life in some way. So you're going to be in adjustments Friday, Saturday, and Monday, and which means some give and take there. By Wednesday, you're going to feel very charged up and driven to start making something happen. There's going to be action here, giving you some kind of fresh start in the story. And by Thursday, Friday, the 19th and 20th, you are in a lovely harmony, in a flow here, which can be innovative or exciting and bring things into perspective for you. Venus is heading into your relationship zone, Aries, so you guys may benefit like greatly from this over the next few weeks. This is going to be here until September 10th. So Venus wants to bring love to your romantic relationships, wants to bring income to your business relationships, wants to bring beauty into the equation with your specialists and whoever else these key individuals are that you're dealing with, wants to bring more pleasure into the story. So you want to take note of the dates I gave at the top of the show. Those will be your key dates with this. But it is definitely a time where you should find more enjoyment, more smoothing out of issues, more attracting the good stuff with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or the like. So make the most of that. And then on Thursday the 19th, Uranus retrogrades in Aries' zone of personal income, purchases, products, possessions, values, and how you are being valued. And so shifting in gear, time to go back to the past and pick something back up there, or time to rework an ongoing situation, perhaps let go of something. You may be engaging with your friends, your associates, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings to help get this momentum going there. It is a do-over. It is about what you are reassessing over these months ahead, and it is going to kind of shift your focus more towards that side of the square, at least for a little bit here. All right, for Taurus, all the Virgo energy in this week ahead, getting you all active Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is focused on either getting you quite active with creative endeavors, the kids, a lover, or in pursuit of your love life if you're not with somebody, or recreational pursuits. And you're trying to either, you know, do the work or focus on the health or the paperwork or the hired help or the getting organized or being of service in some way there. And so Friday, Saturday, and Monday, you want to be adaptive around the goals you have or career needs in the mix or authority figures. And then by Wednesday, as Mercury and Mars come and sit together, this is going to fire things up. Now, you know, whatever talks or ideas or decisions you're making, there is action, passion, something's kicking off, firing up here with the lover, the kids, the creative project, the recreational pursuit. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 19th and 20th, this forms a harmonic into your sign, Taurus, for some excitement or some innovation or some unexpected opportunities coming your way that involve you with one of those arenas, and that should go pretty nicely for you. On Monday the 16th, Venus heads into Libra and will be there until September 10th. Taurus, this is taking the beautiful Venus energy and bringing it into your zone of work, health, and animals, as well as what you're doing with coworkers, hired help, and paperwork. So Venus may be bringing more income opportunities to you through clients, through business partners, through representatives that can help you, you know, get the work going and make the money. This would definitely be a wonderful way to use that energy. It may be bringing you and your love interest really focusing on your health or sharing a lot of love for all the animals in your life, you know. It can bring beauty topics to the work you're doing or to the love in your life as well. Perhaps you're going to exchange some lovely gifts during this time or focus on, you know, I don't know, beautiful things. So it's a lovely energy. Make the most of it. Definitely check the dates I gave at the top of the show as far as, you know, key dates that would stand out with those themes. And then Uranus is in your sign, Taurus. So, my gosh, on Thursday the 19th in the evening, you're going to have it shift from forward gear into retrograde and start taking you back. So it is a time where I would say throughout this week, as this builds to this in its station, it's kind of feeling like, oh, my gosh, I'm right on the precipice. I can feel something's about to change. It's not quite there yet. And then, boom, Thursday night, you know, this shift occurs. So you're going to have some of that energy that you're feeling. And it's very personal or physical to you, Taurus. So this may be about, you know, what you're focusing on about your body or how you're physically showing up and being involved in something. Or it may have to do with your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity in a situation, or your personal needs and what you're going for here. So Uranus has been trying to get you to break free of old situations in the way you regard yourself or how you equate your name or title or, you know, those kind of themes. What's making changes, awakening something within you physically or personally. So as this retrogrades, it's now calling you back to reconnect with that side of yourself. You know, what's original, what's unique about you? What is it that you are trying to change within yourself or about yourself? And it's giving you some chance now to really focus on that. This will be running, like I said, at the top of the show until January 18th. You're still not going to be out of the frictional square with Saturn until December 24th. So you're still in a story here that's playing out for a bit. But definitely watch what's happening around Thursday evening to see what this is calling you towards. All right, for Gemini. Okay, so the Virgo energy for Gemini that's very active throughout the week ahead. For you guys, you know, there's a lot of work or health or animal focus or paperwork or hired help or coworkers, and you're pouring all of this focus into your home or what's going on with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or what's happening with family, parents, roommates, or your history. For some of you Geminis, maybe really focused on the emotional needs or security needs in the story. And so there's just a lot going on here. Friday, Saturday, and Monday, it's going to require some give and take around the legal side of it or the travel plans or the educational pursuits or the media or marketing of the situation or the ceremony involved, right? And then by Wednesday the 18th, Mars and Mercury are sharing the same degree there. Now all of a sudden, whatever ideas or talks or decisions or sales or writing or offers are going on around your home, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates, you now have Mars firing this up and giving you some kind of boost forward to help make something happen there. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 19th and 20th, you're into a harmonic flow here, which will bring something in line with what you're doing in those arenas through an institution or through research or something that comes up that you can do artistically, romantically, or spiritually there, again, in flow. Now, Venus is heading into Libra on Monday the 16th. So, Gemini, this is a really great placement for you guys because this is the area of true love, your lovers, your love life. This is the area of your creativity and your creative projects, your children or what you're doing with children in general and what you're doing to recreate. So Venus is coming on board Monday and wants to really kind of either smooth out issues if you're having them in any of those areas, or she's there to attract love into the equation or income flow or beauty or bring more pleasure there in the weeks ahead. So you want to pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show so you know which days will stand out with this. And then she will be here doing her best for you up through September 10th, so you want to make the most of that. And then with Uranus retrograding on Thursday the 19th, obviously stationing as it comes towards this date, at a standstill, feeling like you're right on that precipice, something's about ready to shift, and then by Thursday evening, it does shift, and Uranus is now going to take you back over old territory in a do-over. And so, Gemini, this is the area where there's been this need to reinvent yourself or to shake things up, to break free of something, to awaken something in your life in this push-pull that's been going on throughout the year. So it's focused for Gemini on painting, film, music, poetry, anything artistic, theater, you know, whatever you're into artistically. It's focused on your spirituality, which could be your prayer, your meditation, your yoga. It could be magical or psychic interests. It could be the veil between worlds and the messages that you're, you know, this could be the thing that's shaking up your life. All of a sudden you're realizing that you can hear it from the other side. Maybe your dreams are becoming more vivid, right? This can be about your romantic life, but really, you know, the karmic cycle with past life romances and where you are in any story like that, and or what's going on with secret or clandestine affairs or what's happening with romantic getaways. This can also be focused on institutions for Gemini, so the university or the hospital or the whatever, you know, the spa, the retreat, whatever the institution might be. It can also be focused on research or investigations. Or if you have bad habits, self-sabotaging tendencies or addictions, it can be asking you to focus there. Or if there are secrets or deceptions going on, this shift could bring something to the surface there as well. And so in the do-over over these months ahead, starting Thursday night, you know, you're going back to reassess where you are. Do you need to let go of something? Do you need to rekindle something past? Do you need to rework the ongoing situation? You know, shake them up. So see what this brings up for you guys as it starts to turn you in that direction Thursday night. For Cancer, the Virgo energy is in your communication and commerce zone. So this is incredibly active in our week ahead. This means for Cancer, a lot of ideas, a lot of talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions. Or in the physical side of this, Cancer, it could be there's a lot going on around your local community activities, short trips to nearby places, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors. So I can't tell you which one of those it is you guys are focusing on most, but I can tell you whichever one it is, it's about to just be all over the place in the week ahead. Friday, Saturday, and Monday, there's a lot of adjustments to make financially or sexually or reproductively or with a divorce or a third party story that's playing out in your life, so you're going to need to be flexible there. By Wednesday the 18th, Mercury and Mars come together, and now there's this potential to really launch forward, to get active, to do something about the ideas, the offers, the decisions, the sales, the writing, etc. And then by Thursday, Friday the 19th and 20th, at the end of the week, you find yourself in this really lovely harmony here that looks innovative, exciting, last minute maybe, but in flow for you guys, with friends, with groups, gatherings, parties, the internet, astrology charities, that kind of thing. So there you have that. Now Venus is heading into Libra on Monday the 16th, so Cancer, this is your home base. Now, this, again, for you guys, is going to be about what's happening in your home, about your home, with moves, renovations, or real estate deals, with your family, your parents, your roommates, or with history, ancestry, or your emotional interests, right? And so Venus arriving here late Sunday night or early Monday, depending on what coast you're on, she is now going to be doing her part to smooth some things out there over the weeks ahead, or to attract love into the equation, or income flow into the equation, or beauty into the story, or she may just spend her whole time there helping you enjoy what's going on there a lot more. So check the dates I gave at the top of the show so you know the key dates that are going to stand out with these themes. You will have her here until September 10th, so make the most of that. And then with Uranus retrograding on Thursday the 19th in the evening, Cancer, this is the arena of life where the universe is trying to breathe some fresh air into the story, help you shake things up, help changes happen, help you awaken to something, bring some excitement, free yourself from some things, you know? And so this for Cancer is playing out with your friends, your associates, your group activities, what you do online, what you do with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, what's going on with your causes, your original projects, your freedom, or your personal aspirations. So as this is kind of in a holding pattern, as it builds to this during the first part of the week, you may feel like you're on this precipice and something's about to shift gears big time there, right? And by Thursday evening, it does. And now, so something may occur around you in one of those arenas, but it is now going to kind of allow you to go back over old ground, to reassess, you know, what you want to hang on to, what you want to go back to the past to pick back up on, what you want to let go of, what you need to rework. And, you know, you are still in this ongoing story in the square to Saturn up through Christmas Eve. But this is definitely going to help you lean into this side of the story, at least for the next few months. So you want to give it a go, right? See where this is taking you. All right, for Leo, the Virgo energy is very active in the week ahead. So for Leo, this means you guys are going to be all over the place when it comes to making money or your purchases, your products, your possessions, your gifts, your gift giving, what's happening with your values or how you're being valued or the things you're building or the pleasures you're pursuing. And so as this really amps up, Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, and Monday the 16th, you're going to need to be adaptive in there when it comes to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates, those key relational dynamics, you're going to have to be flexible. There's some give and take there around those topics. And then by Wednesday the 18th, Mercury and Mars are getting together, and this is going to give you like some kind of passion or action and really firing things up and making things happen now through the ideas, the decisions, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the offers, the choices you're making about income, purchases, products, possessions, values, or being valued. And then by the end of the week on Thursday, Friday the 19th, 20th, it falls into this harmonic, which aligns it with personal goals or career or status or higher up authority type people in your life. So we have some good flow there with those topics. Now, on Monday the 16th, we have Venus moving into Libra, where she's going to be over these weeks ahead. So, Leo, this is in communication for you, in commerce for you, and in some other areas. So let's look at it. This is really going to focus Venus on your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers and decisions, as well as focusing Venus on things that are happening with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, your moves, your vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So you're looking for Venus to be there in all of those stories to either help smooth something out or to help you attract love, income, or beauty in those stories, or to help you find more pleasure in what's going on there locally on those short trips with your siblings, with your writing, with your sales, with your talks, etc. So check out the dates I gave at the top of the show so you know the key dates that Venus will be most active here and something will be happening about it. But definitely make the most of the weeks ahead with her in those arenas. She'll be there until September 10th. On Thursday the 19th, Uranus retrogrades, and so Leo, you know, Uranus has been trying to shake things up, help you break out, break free, try some new approaches, try some new ideas, you know, reinvent yourself or bring some vision or innovation into your life through your career, through a major life goal of yours that's personal to you, or through a boss, a parent, a judge, director, teacher, mentor, or some other authority figure, some other higher-up individual in your life. So those personal goals, your career, these authority figures, even around status and fame, that falls in this arena. So, you know, you're going to kind of feel like you're something's in being held in place. Maybe as you get into the beginning of the week, as this is at a standstill, by Thursday evening, as the shifts and starts to go back into old territory, you're going to feel something starting to shift and pull you back. And so over these months ahead, this gives you an opportunity to reassess, is there something from the past you want to pick back up and see if you can breathe some life into it and take it forward in one of those areas? Or is it about letting go of something that is not giving you the freedom or the original side of what you want out of life, you know, not bringing that to you? Or is it time to rework something, really get in there and hammer out all the details, you know? So pay attention to what's kind of shaking up here, what's shifting, what's pulling you back. It's a do-over. You are still in the frictional, you know, tension with Saturn up through Christmas Eve, but you definitely want to kind of focus on this side of life. This is where, you know, the things you value are really kind of hinging on your vision, your willingness to try new things or to break out or break free or innovate in some way. All right, for Virgo, all this energy in Virgo in the week ahead must have a lot to do with you, and it does. So, Virgo, there's a whole lot of attention on you this week ahead. Maybe it's just that you're very physically busy. Maybe you're showing up here, there, and everywhere, and then doubling and tripling that. Or maybe you're, you know, trying to do something with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or some personal need of yours. Whatever way you cut it, it is about getting you focused on yourself, showing up physically or personally, and seeing where this takes you. So Friday, Saturday, and Monday at the top of this week, it really is about give and take when it comes to your work, your health needs, your animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. You're going to want to be flexible there. By Wednesday the 18th, we really start to see things fire up. Mercury and Mars get together, share the same degree in your sign, Virgo. So, you know, you may hear news and then jump in and act upon it, or there might be an offer that you're acting upon, or maybe you're in talks and you're all fired up and passionate about it, or there's sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions coming up on board that's really firing this up and giving you this fresh start with it. And then by Thursday, Friday at the end of the week on the 19th and 20th, you fall into this harmony with something kind of exciting or innovative tied to what you're doing about yourself, and this media venture, publishing, broadcasting, marketing, or higher education, whether you're teaching or learning, or travel plans or foreign or distant interests that are going on, maybe some legal agreements, maybe a ceremony, maybe something in the religious or political field. But this is in flow for you, Virgo, towards the end of the week and quite active. All right, so Venus is moving into Libra on Monday the 16th. And so, Virgo, you know, this is really going to be focused in the weeks ahead on what's going on with your purchases, your possessions, your products, your gifts, your personal income, values, and being valued. And so Venus in this territory, she tends to want us to buy luxury items for ourselves or give big, lavish gifts to other people, you know, so you got to kind of keep an eye on that side of things. or just really kind of focus completely on just making money, because things tend to go a little easier for the most part throughout this transit. It may stir love for you, and maybe there's some gift giving with a lover, or you're, you know, moving your possessions in with a love interest, or they're moving theirs in with you, or, you know, something like that. So you're looking for love, income, beauty, or pleasure to now be showing up in these realms of personal income, purchases, products, possessions, values, and being valued. So check out the dates I gave at the top of the show. Those are your key dates over these weeks ahead when this will be the most active. And you have her here until September 10th, so make the most of that potential. On Thursday the 19th, Uranus retrograde. So, Virgo, You know, this is the part of your life that Uranus is trying to get you to either reinvent something. It could be reinventing yourself. It could be reinventing what you value. It could be reinventing, you know, what you're doing socially or online or with causes or with money-making ventures or products or possessions. But for you guys, it is focused in that ninth house. So again, taking you back to really look at what you want to do now, what you want to go back to reassess when it comes to travel, distant situations, foreign interests, legal agreements, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So as you're moving through this week, you may feel like, wow, I can feel something, you know, I'm being held in place. Something's about to shift. I can feel it. This is an energy I think everybody does feel, okay? And then by Thursday evening, as that shifts and starts to go retrograde, now you're shifting gears with it and ready to start to go back over old territory. So you might be letting go of something. You might be going back to the past and picking something back up and rekindling it. You might be reworking an ongoing situation to get it right because this is your do-over. And just remember, you know, this is the area where being valued, how you're valued, what your values are aligning with, your causes, the original side to who you are, your potential to make money and do something with your possessions, all of that is tied up in these ninth house topics. So you want to take your time over these months ahead and you know, reapproach whatever you need to reapproach, let go, rework whatever the do-over is bringing for you. You'll probably get a clue about what it's going to be as this starts to shift midweek. All right, for Libra, the Virgo energy for you guys is about what's going on in your 12th house. So the 12th house is highly active in the week ahead. Oh, my gosh. So there's so many things this could be, but it's going to, whichever one of these it is, you can plan on it getting really like, oh, there's so much happening here, right? So this could be something in the artistic side of your life, really busy with that film, the music project, the painting, the poetry, the theater, the dance troupe, the movie industry, I don't know, whatever the artistic side of your life. Maybe you're just painting cups in a classroom. I don't know, but you're going to be busy if you're painting cups in a classroom. So artistically, there's a lot happening. Or romantically, this would be past life romances, karmic cycles, clandestine affairs, romantic getaways or trysts, you know, the private or secretive or past life side of romantic life. So there could be a lot happening there. There could be a lot happening spiritually for the Librans. So maybe there's something going on with your meditation, your yoga, your prayer, your drum circles, your magical or psychic pursuits, right? This could be something playing out with institutions for Librans. So maybe you're just, there's a lot that you're dealing with that hospital or that college or the spa or retreat or prison or psychiatric ward or whatever it is, right? It could be something really firing up throughout the week about research, development, investigations, digging into information. Also could be about secrets or deceptions that are coming up and are being dealt with, or what's happening with bad habits or addictions and what's being dealt with. So whichever one of those is playing out for you, Libra, you can count on Friday, Saturday, and Monday at the top of the week being about some give and take, some adjustments when it comes to creative projects, children, lovers, or recreational pursuits. Then by Wednesday the 18th, Mercury and Mars are getting together there in those 12th house topics. And so now whatever you hear or offer you get or whatever's going on with the news, the talk, the meeting, the sales, the writing, the interview, the decision about this, it's coming together with Mars to fire up the passion, to get things happening, to take action or react to the opportunity to act, right, and dive into one of those areas. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 19th, 20th, you are in this harmonic flow with some kind of exciting or innovative things happening in your sex life, your reproductive life, with your financial side of life, not income but everything else, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, a partner's money, an investor's money, whatever. Could be a harmonic flow with what you're trying to do with a divorce if you're involved in one, or with third-party stories and what you're dealing with there. Okay, so the next thing happening, which is a really big thing for the Librans, is that Venus, which rules your sign, is getting ready to move into your sign on Monday. Could be late Sunday evening if you're on the West Coast, right at the very start of the day, right after midnight on Monday morning, you know, if you're on the East Coast. So either way, when you get up on Monday, you're going to have Venus in your sign. So this is a lovely thing. This is like really trying to help ease some things for you personally or physically, or help attract love, or help you express love in a more pleasurable way, or help you in your money-making endeavors, or to focus on your beauty, you know, with your body, your image, your brand, or to just enjoy yourself more over the weeks ahead. So she really is there for you, with you, through you, Libra. And pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show so you know the important dates that this stands out. Definitely a time to treat yourself well. And you are going to have until September 10th with this energy in your sign. So you want to make the most of that. And then by Thursday the 19th, Uranus is going to retrograde. So this is in the most intense part of the sky, Libra. This is, you know, Uranus has been spending the year trying to get you to shake things up or to deal with things being shaken up, and to try to awaken you and reinvent something and bring some innovation or some excitement or some bring some freedom into your life there and make something different come along and happen in this area of life. And so it's the power zone for Libra, you know. So it may be playing out through that loan or the debt or the inheritance or the taxes or insurance or bankruptcy or mortgage or partner's money or alimony or whatever that outside financial resource is, right? Or it can be focused on your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party story. And so you're going to kind of feel like something in one of those arenas is kind of being held in place, like you can feel something's ready to change as you're getting into the week, but it's not quite happening. And by Thursday the 19th, the energy shifts and something should start to shift in the story to start to pull you back, to go back over something from the past or something in an ongoing story, you can now reassess. So over the months ahead, you may be letting go of something there. You may be going back and picking something up from the past and rekindling it, or you might be reworking the ongoing situation. You're going to get clues about what this is going to be as the energy stations and then retrogrades in this week ahead. You are still in the frictional square with Saturn until Christmas Eve about this, but you definitely want to start looking at new approaches or some excitement or some reinvention going on in those arenas starting Thursday evening. All right, for Scorpio. The Virgo energy, highly active in the week ahead, you know, almost all the days, right? And so this means that you guys are going to have quite a bit going on with friends or associates, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, with your original projects, with your freedoms or your aspirations. And so very social, very original, very, you know, how you can find what you want to do here in this week ahead, right? It's probably about being of service to others or their service to you or the work or the health or the animals or the paperwork or the coworkers or the hired help in that social or online story. But here we go. Friday, Saturday, and Monday, it is about adjustment. And so, Scorpio, you're going to have to give and take when you're in those focuses, those days, when it comes to what's happening at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate. By Wednesday, the 18th, now we're going to see some action. So whatever's being talked about or whatever you're thinking about or the writing or sales or offers or decisions playing out in those social arenas or online or with your freedoms or aspirations. Now Mars is firing it up and allowing you to bring the passion, bring the action, motivate, and start to make something actually happen from it. And by Thursday, Friday, you are in this harmonic flow about it with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, some kind of key relationship in the mix. So you'll find something kind of exciting coming into alignment then. Now, Venus is moving into Libra on Monday the 16th in the wee hours or late Sunday night if you're on the West Coast. And so over these weeks ahead, Venus is going to be working behind the scenes for Scorpio. So when it comes to Venus topics, which has to do with love, income, or beauty, there is either something private or secretive playing out over the weeks ahead here, or perhaps it's tied to a romance that's past life, or there's a karmic cycle here that you're working through, something clandestine, or it's focused on the romantic getaways or trysts. Or this can focus Venus's themes on your artistic side of life, Scorpio. So you might be focused on, you know, the love you have or the income opportunities or the beauty playing out with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, theater, concerts, whatever artistic thing you're involved in. It could also be about your spiritual life. So maybe there is now something that you're really starting to love, or you're finding your beauty is coming up and percolating in within you from the spiritual practice that you're doing. Or maybe you want to start to work and make money through yoga or meditation classes or prayer circles or magical or psychic pursuits, you know. So Venus can be showing up there. She can also be focusing her love, money, or beauty on an institution like a hospital, a spa, or retreat. So maybe there's a lot going on there with a significant person in your life. She could also be about research or investigations, making money in those realms, or looking at a love interest through, you know, the information you're trying to dig up about them. I don't know. That doesn't sound fun, but I guess, okay. But anyways, Venus definitely wants to smooth out issues, bring more pleasure, more enjoyment, or bring that love, income, or beauty into those stories for you. So pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show. Those would be your standout dates in the weeks ahead, and you're going to have her here working her magic up until September 10th. Uranus retrograding. For Scorpio, this is in your relationship zone. So throughout 2021, Uranus has been focused his energy on shaking things up, trying to get you to break free or reinvent yourself or express your unique, original, innovative side and kind of do something differently with your romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, you name it, relationships, those connections, Scorpio. So, you know, part of this has been about looking at your aspirations with these people, your need for freedom with these people, your original projects with these people, what's going on in social settings or online with groups, friends, et cetera, with them, or, you know, how you're valued, what you value in these different relationships, what's going on with your income, your purchases, your products, your gift giving with these key people. So as Uranus is stationed to get ready to retrograde in the week ahead, you may feel like, wow, I'm kind of in this holding pattern about this key person, you know. I don't know what's about to happen, but I can feel something's about to shift in some way. And then by Thursday evening, as Uranus retrogrades, the shift happens, and now you're facing back towards something behind you with them, and you're either going to go back to the past and pick something back up with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, etc., or you're going to let go of something with one of those people or let go of that that relationship, or you're going to start reworking something with this person. It's a do-over about all those topics I just brought up. So yes, you're still in the 10th square with Saturn. Yes, there's a lot of struggle throughout this year to make these changes happen. However, every step you take is part of that process, and now you're getting the opportunity to go back and catch something that you need to here. So pay attention to what's happening here midweek. All right, for Sag. The Virgo energy for you guys, very active throughout the most of the entire week. And so for you guys, it's focused on personal goals, your career, your status or fame, or bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, or other authority figures. So Friday, Saturday, and Monday, you're going to need to be adaptive, flexible. There's some give and take here when it comes to the talks, the meetings, the interviews, the sales, the writing, the offers, the decisions. Or for some of you Sagittarians, you know, you might need to be flexible because something's going on with the vehicles, the electronics, the short trips, the local activities, the brothers, sisters, neighbors, or moves. And so, you know, give and take, okay? And then by Wednesday, the 18th, now all of a sudden, whatever ideas you've had or talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about those goals, the career, the status, or the authority figure, now Mars is in there with Mercury and really firing things up, and now something can happen. Now you can take action or react and bring more passion and motivate, right? And then on Thursday, Friday, at the end of the week, on the 19th, 20th, you fall into this lovely harmonic, which looks exciting or visionary or innovative, which ties in work, health, or animals into the story, or coworkers, hired help, or paperwork into the story in flow for you. All right, for Venus moving into Libra late Sunday night for the West Coast, in the wee hours, early morning for Monday for the East Coast, Sag, this means Venus is now going to be in your territory of friends and associates, groups, gatherings, parties, events, the internet, astrology, charities, your causes, your original projects, and your personal aspirations. So this is a lovely energy to host here. You may be seeing Venus help smooth out issues if you're having them in any of those areas. You may see Venus start to attract love or beauty or income opportunities through those venues or topics. You may start to see that you're just enjoying yourself more. And that because we're in Libra here, it is about relational dynamics, one-on-one scenarios, you know, with others through those realms. So it does look like a really nice influence for everybody. For you, this is where it's playing out. Take a listen to the top of the show when I give the key dates if you want them, for when you can expect things to be kind of percolating there. And you have Venus in this territory until September 10th. And then with Uranus retrograding on Thursday the 19th, Sag, you know, throughout this year of 2021, Uranus has been trying to shake things up, rock the boat, bring some excitement, bring some sudden changes, help you be visionary or innovative or reinvent yourself in some way with a focus for you guys on your work, on coworkers or hired help, on your health, on animals, and on paperwork, okay? So in that story throughout the year, there's been a lot of frictional tension and a lot of push-pull, and you've been kind of evaluating how this is working for you online or through friends or groups or gatherings, or what's happening with your income potential there or your purchases or products or possessions in the mix and how they're impacting it, and, you know, where you need to kind of break out, break free, do it your own way. So as you get into this week ahead, you may feel like all of a sudden there's something kind of being held in place. You can feel something's about to change. It hasn't quite yet when it comes to your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. But by Thursday the 19th, as Uranus retrogrades in the sky, all of a sudden, boom, you're now feeling the shift, and you're being called back to go back over old territory. So at this point and in the months ahead, you may now be going back to a past situation to pick it back up and see if there's something possible with that. You might be letting go of something that just isn't working anymore, or you might be reworking an ongoing situation there. So pay attention to what's kind of coming up to the surface in those arenas midweek and definitely Thursday night to get a clue as to where this will be taking you. All right, for Capricorn, I'm going to sit up and take a sip of my water, if you don't mind. Hold on. Kind of more like a chug, but you know, thank you. All right, so Capricorn, very, very busy in the week ahead in the Virgo territory. This is a sign that is in great flow with you guys. And so it really means there's going to be a lot going on in your ninth house. The ninth house is the expanded side of life. So this could be higher education. This could be travel, situations at a distance. This could be legal agreements. This could be media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests. Could be ceremonies. Could be religion, philosophy, politics, right? So, I mean, you're fired up here, okay? So Friday, Saturday, and Monday, you're going to want to be flexible, meaning some give and take, some work around when it comes to what you value, being valued, your income, your purchases, products, or possessions in the mix. And then by Wednesday, there is going to be this fired up energy that can help launch you forward. All of a sudden, whatever you've been thinking about, or the offers or agreements or sales or writing or decisions that have been happening about one of those ninth house topics, now Mars is here firing you up, getting you more passionate, more motivated, allowing for something to actually happen, right? So maybe you're hopping on the plane or booking the ticket that day. Maybe you're heading to the courthouse to sign the legal documents. Maybe you are sitting in the class or starting to teach on that day. Maybe you are, I don't know, at the ceremony, right? So whatever, whichever one of those it is, this is a very active day and gives you kind of a fresh start. And then by Thursday, Friday the 19th and 20th, you are in this harmonic flow with those ninth house topics, which aligns this with something with your love life or lover, with your kids, with your creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. All right, so Venus is moving into Libra late Sunday night, wee hours early morning Monday. So when you get up on Monday, you're going to have Venus in Libra. And so for Capricorn, you know, this has to do with your career, your status, fame, reputation, your bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, other higher-up individuals, or your big personal goals. Okay, so Venus is arriving here and she wants to help smooth out issues for you or attract love, income flow, beauty into those stories, or she wants to help bring more enjoyment there. She's doing this through Libra, which means through the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the advocates, etc. So you want to allow her to draw these things to your career front, to these life goals of yours, to or through these higher up authority figures. And pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show here so you know what the key dates are for this to stand out. You're going to have Venus doing her magic here up until September 10th. Uranus is going to retrograde on Thursday the 19th in the evening. So Capricorn, you know, Uranus has been trying to shake things up, rock the boat, get you out of ruts, help you reinvent yourself, break free, innovate, or just see that this is an area of life where changes need to happen or there's been like a lot of unpredictability and roller coaster stuff going on, right? And so for you, Capricorn, this has been about lovers or your love life. It's been about children. It's been about creative endeavors, and it's been about recreation. Pursuits for you guys. So as you get into this week ahead, this planet is stationing at an astrological standstill, so you may feel like, wow, I can feel something's about to shift, something's about to snap, something's about to change, you know, but it's not quite yet. I'm feeling like it's held in place. And then by Thursday evening, as Uranus retrogrades, boom, the shift happens. And so now over these months ahead, it's about a do-over in those areas of life. You're now going to really see some things happening where, you know, you get to go back and either let go of something that's not working there, or pick something back up from the past and see what you can do about it, or rework the ongoing situation so that you get it right. You really want to assess, you know, what's going on with your aspirations when it comes to your love life, lover, kids, creative projects, or recreation, how your freedom or personal aspirations are being impacted in those by what's happening in those areas of life, or tied to those areas of life, what's happening socially or online in that story, what's going on with how you're valued by these lovers, kids, creative endeavors, or recreational pursuits, or how your values align there, what's, you know, happening, with your money, your purchases, your possessions, personal income being money in that equation. So, you know, all of that stuff is tied into those people or situations and shifting gears, and now you're going to be in your do-over up through next year. So pay attention to what's shifting gears with this midweek. All right, for Aquarius, the Virgo energy is very active in the week ahead. So either you guys are incredibly active in the financial realms, looking at, you know, what you need to do about your insurance, your taxes, your investments, your alimony, your loans, your bankruptcy, your commissions, whatever the big financial thing is. Or Aquarius, it's about what's going on with your sex life, sex attractions, your reproductive needs, birth, death, divorce, or third-party stories, those triangles. So Friday, Saturday, and Monday, you want to be adaptive. Aquarius, the adaptation comes from your sign. So maybe, you know, how you're showing up, how you're involved, what your needs are personally, or what's going on with your name, title, brand, image, body in the equation, give and take there. And then by Wednesday, whatever you've been thinking about, talking about, focused on with decisions about with those financial, sexual, reproductive, mortality, divorce, or third-party situations. This meets up with Mars that is bringing the fire, the passion, the activity, and allowing you to now jump in and make something happen. Then by Thursday, Friday, the 19th, 20th, at the end of the week, you are in this harmonic flow here that ties into some excitement or some interesting things that are going on at home or with a move, a renovation, real estate deals, or family, parents, roommates in that equation. Venus is going to be heading into Libra late Sunday night, early Monday morning. So you're going to wake up on Monday with Venus in this sign, and this is your ninth house, Aquarius. So Venus is showing up either through travel or situations at a distance, legal agreements, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting pursuits, educational interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics for you guys in the weeks ahead. So this means that either you're going to be smoothing something out in one of those areas, or you're going to be really seeing the love, the personal income, or the beauty come into one of those stories, or it's going to be about really enjoying yourself and having a lot more pleasure in one of those areas of life over these weeks ahead. You do want to pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show, which are going to be your standout dates. There is one challenging date out of those, and then you are having Venus here until September 10th, so make the most of that. Uranus, your ruling energy, is getting ready to retrograde on Thursday the 19th in the evening. And so throughout 2021, Aquarius, this is the area of life that has been unpredictable, maybe unstable from sometimes, but exciting at other times. It's been about shaking you up, shaking up your life, trying to bring innovation, trying to help you reinvent, you know, whatever it is that is the crazy, you know, let's amp this up side of Uranus. And it's been focused on your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So you really want to look at those areas of life and say, okay, so, you know, what's going on here as far as my freedom and my needs for freedom, as far as my own aspirations and dreams for my life, as far as original projects go here, or what's happening with friends or groups or the internet in this equation. And you also want to look at, you know, how am I being valued, or do I value, or do my values align with what's happening in the home, with the family, with the real estate deals, et cetera? Or is there something about my income, purchases, or possessions in this equation that I'm really meant to see, you know, all shaken up and excited and changed throughout this year, right? So as you get into this week ahead, this planet's going to be at a standstill, it's stationing. And so you may feel like, oh, you know, I'm just about ready, something's about ready to happen with the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate, but not quite yet, right? And then by Thursday evening, as Uranus retrogrades, boom, the shift happens, something is coming up here, and you're now ready to start to reassess, go back over something. You're either going back to the past to pick something back up and rekindle it, or you are letting go of something that is not going to go forward later on, or you are reworking the ongoing situation to get something right, to get all everything hammered out here and really tweak that. So you want to pay attention to what's coming up for you midweek as this buildup and then shift in direction occurs. All right, for Pisces, the Virgo energy, incredibly active this week. And for you, this means you are going to see a lot going on with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, or other such relationships. Okay, so Friday, Saturday, and Monday, this is about adaptation. So you want to be flexible. You want to give and take. When it comes to these people and what's happening with institutions, with research, with addictions, with secrets, with artistic pursuits, romantic needs, spiritual interests, whatever's going on behind the scenes, right? And then by Wednesday, Mercury and Mars come together there. Now you're in talks, meetings, sales, right? Interviews, offers, or decisions with these people, and Mars is firing it up and sending it directly into action or passion. So you're leaping into, you know, something starting to happen with one of them, right? And do be careful if this is an opponent, you know, that you don't let Mars take that into anger and fights. I'll give you that heads up, right? And then by Thursday, Friday, the 19th and 20th, there is this harmonic for you that brings these key players into the story, and with some talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions, or possibly something going on with short trips or local activities with them, Pisces. So that should be exciting and back in flow for you. Now, Venus is heading into Libra on, late Sunday night, West Coast, early Monday morning, like right after midnight on the East Coast. So when you get up on Monday, you have Venus in Libra. So Pisces, this is your arena of sexuality, reproduction, divorce, all your bigger financial interests, loans, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, insurance, alimony, your partner's money, etc., right? And if there is anything you've been dealing with a birth, a death, or a divorce, it can be focused there. Also can be about third-party situations, you and two other people putting your heads together to do something, right? So whether this is financial, sexual, reproductive, third-party, you now have Venus here over these weeks ahead. So she wants to either help smooth some things out, help bring love, income, or beauty into that story, or help you enjoy what's happening there, you know, more. So maybe some great sex or some really nice financial things you're doing. Now, obviously, there are some challenging alignments throughout the weeks ahead. Well, just one, actually, but listen to those dates I gave at the top of the show so you know when those are going to pop up. But overall, really beautiful energy there for you guys, and you have it until September 10th. Now, with Uranus retrograding on Thursday the 19th, Pisces, this is for throughout 2021. It has been at work in your mind, the things you're thinking, trying to shake that up, change, free you from old thought patterns and old, you know, loops you have in your head, and trying to get you to start to think and therefore communicate and therefore make choices in some kind of new freeing way. And so this may have been focused on your talks, your meetings, your interviews, auditions, your writing, your sales, your agreements, your offers and decisions. And in the physical realm, Pisces, it also could have been bringing some of this shakeup to your vehicles, your electronics, your moves, short trips, local activities, brothers, sisters, neighbors, okay? And so there is something that's meant to kind of rock the boat in one of those areas and shift your life in some way, right? Towards these are the questions you want to ask about it. Are things going towards my personal aspirations there? Am I free in those areas? Am I able to express what's original in the situation? How do the friends, the groups, the internet, and this kind of social vibe play into the story? What about what I'm doing to make money or with my purchases, products, or possessions? How do those come into this story with these thoughts I'm having, the decisions I'm making, the offers on the table, the writing, the sales, the moves, the siblings, etc., right? So, you know, as you enter this week, you're going to feel things are kind of being held in place because the planet has stationed. It's at a standstill, but you can feel something's about to shift. And then by Thursday night, the planet retrogrades. And so now you're turning around and facing back, and you're willing now, or you have to now, go back over something. So you might be going back to a past situation to see if there's something worth rekindling there. Or you might be letting go of something, you know, it just has to be done. Or you might be reworking some ongoing situation during these months ahead so that you're fine-tuning it and getting it right. So maybe this is, you know, going back and getting that writing project or that sales agreement or that move or whatever's going on, you know, with your view, whatever, whichever topic it is, you know, it is a do-over. And so as you are going into this week, and especially midweek, and as this retrogrades Thursday night, you want to kind of pay attention, any clues you're getting about which one of those areas it's going to be for you, because you're now going to be in that do-over mode into January of next year, and you're still in the frictional square with Saturn over it up until Christmas Eve. So there's a lot of focus here, so you do want to kind of go with the flow of that shift. All right, guys, so that's it. This is Zoe Moon, and if you guys want to hear about what's happening daily, I do post it daily on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, so you can stop by there and follow the page and pick up on those dailies every day. Also, if you have questions for me, I do try to check in there every day. Also, if you're trying to book a session with me, that's a good place to reach me because I do check in there more than some of the other social media sites. But otherwise, definitely looks like it's a busy week for all of us. I do think, you know, globally we're going to see some crazy stuff in this week ahead as far as groups, as far as the internet, maybe a charity or a foundation, as far as maybe, you know, Uranus does rule like rebellions and revolutions and things like that. Maybe something's shifting in one of those areas. So it should be an interesting week, right? So that's it. Sorry for umming you guys to death. I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.